The state's Tasleena Ferry is coming to the rescue of several communities in southeast Alaska, each with their own unique transportation challenges. Sam Dapcevich, a Transportation Department spokesperson, says the Tasleena will be in action in February and March.
It'll be running to Angoon, Gustavus, Hoonah, Haines, and Skagway out of Juneau. We're really happy that we could make this work for Northern Panhandle communities, and bookings are available on the website and through the call center.
That's welcome news, as Upper Lynn Canal and Southeast Villages were facing more than a two-month gap in winter service. Shane Thompson co-owns Angoon Trading Company, the village's grocery store, which is supplied by the state's ferries.
Everything from soup to nuts, everything that's not hazmat.
Angoon had just received a passenger ferry after the state chartered one of the Gold Belt Inc.'s catamarans for a circuit between Juneau, Tenneke Springs, Angoon, and back to Juneau. It cost the state about $7,000. But Thompson says the one-way trip wasn't that popular.
People aren't going to hop on a ferry if there's not a way to get back other than flying, because a lot of the people that ride the ferry don't like to fly.
Angoon doesn't have an airport. It has float planes, which are often delayed in the winter. And the chartered boats couldn't carry vehicles or pallets of groceries for Thompson's store.
I don't think the catamarans are the answer this time of year, by the way.
He's chartering a landing craft to bring in supplies until the state ferry arrives on February 10th. Questions have swirled for more than 2 months over whether the state would activate the Tasleena, which has been tied up in Juneau's Auk Bay as the fleet's reserve ship. Erling Wally is with the Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific, the largest of the three crew unions.
We brought this up months ago. We're like, hey, why don't we run the Tasleena? It's supposed to be a ready reserve vessel.
The Alaska Marine Highway System says the Tasleena wasn't available earlier because of crew shortages. Dapcevich says many of the fleet's crew members were already assigned to ships in the yard.
Even if we have enough crew to pull off of overhauled ships, that slows down their overhaul process, which ends up affecting people in the future. So,
but the IBU's Erling Wally says there's more to the story. For one, DOT allowed some of the Tasleena's certificates to lapse, even though it was supposed to be a ready reserve vessel, and so it couldn't immediately sail.
That was the first issue, and then they said there was crewing issues. We've always said that there hasn't been any crewing issues, that there should be able to pull people off other vessels and yards if there is a crew shortage on the beach. When I say on the beach, people not working.
But in any event, he says his members are glad that they're finally being called back to work. In Angoon, Shane Thompson, the grocery store owner, says the community is relieved to be getting regular winter service. He says rider demand in the warmer months might be higher overall, but midwinter is when it's a lifeline.
I feel like instead of trying to treat the ferry system like some sort of pseudo cruise line, they need to start pulling them offline in the spring or in the fall, so that in the dead of winter we actually have ferry service when we really need it.
The Matanuska ferry is slated to return from overhaul at the end of January, and with the Tasleena now on the board, most southeast communities will have regular ferry service for at least the next couple months. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.